Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
What is up, guys? Welcome to today's episode of the Real Estate Survival Guide podcast. So excited to be with you guys and talk more about creativity today. And I want to talk about being creative with your listings and your listing strategies, and really talking about how you can leverage your listings into not only more business, but also how you can leverage, you know, when you have a property on the market, leverage offers against each other. And so I'm going to talk about, a couple of things that I really dislike about the industry today. When I talk about listings and how people normally, you know, operate when they're on the market, things like that, and tell you what I do differently that I believe really puts more money back in my seller's pocket. And again, we've been talking all this month about, you know, creativity, the past few episodes and why it matters, and just creativity you can do with your buyers and sellers. And, you know, today we'll talk all about your sellers and, you know, your strategy when you list a home. And the basic point of all this just comes to the point that if you want to succeed in this business, you know, we talked last month about the proposed settlement with the National Association of Realtors and what that means for our business. And, you know, I just think you have to be creative like we've been talking about these last few weeks. So let's talk about being creative when you list a home, okay? First, a couple things. I think it's so important to, be willing to invest in a property when you list a home. A lot of agents do not do this. So one of the ways I win listings is by, you know, putting money into the property. And it's actually pretty wild because as I record this, it's a Thursday and I just had a property hit the market today. And we had some showings this evening, and someone called me at around 8 o'clock after the last showing, and they were in there at 7 p.m. and said, "My clients really love it. Let's get this locked up today. They'll give you a full price offer, cash, no inspections, great offer," right? And a lot of agents, I'll be honest, are kind of lazy. And so they would have been like, "Yep, we'll take the offer, just get it to us." But I have a strategy of really leveraging the offers. And also, I think it's important to not reveal too much of your hand. So I basically said to the agent, I said, "Hey, like, yeah, you can get me an offer, but I'm not going to give you an answer for 24 hours. We have, you know, 6 or 7 showings tomorrow, which is Friday. And so I'm not going to get a response right away." And so she was kind of a little shocked, but I want to take that offer then and leverage that against any other offer that I receive, right? And, you know, one of the things I'll say is I think a lot of realtors, when they list a home, I see this more and more, especially with those big companies out there. They say, "List it on Friday or Thursday or whatever it is." And then they say, "Highest and best offer by Monday at 3 p.m., whatever. And I hate that, guys. I really do. You know, so I want to teach you to be creative with your listings and your listing strategy, because I'll be honest, guys, I think this is lazy. I think this is being lazy. And yeah, you have less work to do if you just say highest and best by Monday, but I don't think it's doing a good job of doing your best for your seller. And so I want to talk about that strategy. So instead of saying highest and best by Monday, here's what I do. I basically will let an offer come in. I tell everyone when they ask that, a lot of people don't want to be the first offer or whatever. So they'll say, "When's your offer deadline?" And I'll push them to make an offer, because I'll say to the, you know, buyer's agent, "I don't set a deadline till I have an offer in hand. Feel free to write an offer." Okay. So I got an offer tonight on that property. Now I have 24 hours with it to see what I can do to leverage it for my clients. When you put highest and best by Monday, I really do believe you are leaving money on the table. And I'll walk through a few examples. Okay. So I even had, you know, the listing that just went up, I won it. I actually had been in touch with them in September, and, you know, did a CMA, comparative market analysis, told them all these things I thought I could do to get their home sold. And they went with another agent. So I lost. And I'll say, like, I hate losing. I hate losing at a listing. I don't lose very often when I meet with someone to list their home. So I was actually a little shocked. But I lost, and, you know, they actually never got back to me. And then in early April, they reached out and said, John, we are rethinking our listing strategy. What kind of marketing plan would you propose? And so I'll talk about that in a minute. But along with the marketing strategy I gave them, this is one of the things that I said. I said that here's how I think your home could do on the market. Here are some things that I would do. And I talked about how I can, you know, hopefully get the home to sell quickly, even as the market shifts, because I, you know, leverage my knowledge of getting the home sold and, you know, the relationship with other agents. And I basically sell all my homes in 7 to 10 days. So I believe I pulled up the stats for her, and I think it was 95% of all my listings in 5 years had been under contract in under 7 days. And so I said, in addition to getting the home under contract in about 7 days or less, one of the other things that I do when I list a home is leverage the offers against each other. There is a huge trend with realtors where they list a home and say something like highest and best offers due by Monday, right? Guys, I just talked about that. And I then said in the email, I hate this because I see it not getting as much money in their client's pocket because they don't leverage each offer against the other offers and let them compete. At the end of the day, my job is to work hard for you and put the most money in your pocket as the seller. So with your permission, I would leverage the offers against each other to increase the offers or maybe leverage into better terms. And so then I gave two examples. And so I gave an example of a property that was listed on a Thursday for $275,000. We had multiple offers by Friday, and I said that there were about 4 or 5 offers, all between $280,000 and $285,000. However, I then said, I leveraged these offers against each other to get the most money for my seller. And I said one offer was at $286,000, but willing to escalate to $300,000. But their escalation clause would not have kicked because there was nothing higher than them. And so they would have been at $286,000, and even still, they were only going to beat another offer by $1,000. However, knowing this, what I said was that I discussed it with the seller and then went to the buyer's agent with the offer that said, hey, you're at $285,000 or $286,000. But you're willing to go to $300,000 because of the escalation clause. And guys, I'll just pause there to say, not taking escalation clauses, I think, is also a lazy strategy. So anyway, continue. So in the email I shared that I told the buyer's agent, we have other aggressive offers in hand and showings scheduled through the end of Sunday, about 15 to 20 showings. But my seller wanted to just, you know, move on and go under contract. So I said to the buyer's agent, if you bring your client's offer to $300,000 right now, which they were willing to spend because of the escalation, but remove that escalation clause and just have the offer be $300,000, the seller will agree to sign tonight and end all weekend showings. So it meant, you know, I was going to cancel 15 showings, but we were going to get top dollar, right? And so the buyer agreed to this and also waived inspections. So doing this, I was able to put $15,000 more in the seller's pocket. Another home that I shared, and I said very similar to number one, the top offer was $363,000 on a $350,000 home. I went to that offer with the best terms, which, you know, we did have the best terms on that offer at $363,000. And I asked if they wanted to make any adjustments. I told them we had multiple aggressive offers. They, at that point, went from 363 escalating to 370, and they had inspections in there, and they went to 370 without the escalation clause, just the straight 370, and waived inspections. So I explained that I was able to leverage the offers and work hard for my clients and get the inspections waived, and got $7,000 more in my seller's pocket. And so, you know, these are a couple examples of what I try to do. But at the end of the day, it just is something that you have to learn, you have to study, and you have to be willing to do, right? You have to have a strategy with your client and tell them ahead of time, hey, I'm going to, with your permission, I'm going to leverage these offers against each other. You know, I even had the one seller that I'm listing with this weekend. You know, they kind of felt bad and they're like, well, we kind of feel bad for the buyers. Like, don't we want them to get a deal on the house, something like that? And I just kind of stopped them and said, look, I get you wanting to be nice, but at the end of the day, my job here, I have fiduciary responsibility to you to get the most money for this home, right? They were moving to a retirement community. And so it's really my job to work hard so that when they go to that retirement community, they know that me as their agent hustled and worked my butt off to get their home sold for the most money. And yes, I feel bad for my buyers that cannot get homes. I certainly do. But as a listing agent in this case, I am, you know, have that fiduciary responsibility to get the most money for them. So I hope that helps you think about, all right, let's get rid of this highest and best by Monday crap. Let's not do that. And let's try to leverage the financial piece and even the terms of the offers against each other. Because again, it's still a seller's market. It's shifting, but it's still a seller's market. People want homes. And so they are willing to be aggressive to get them. Do not settle. Don't take no for an answer. Like, push back on those agents as best you can and really leverage that connection, the relationship with the other agent, and say, hey, how bad does your client want this house? And leverage that into more money into your seller's pocket. So another thing I want to discuss before we close out today about like creativity and your listing strategy is, you know, a lot of you say to me, oh, I want to have more listings. I want to have more listings. I would say like being creative with your listings and your listing strategy means you have to be willing to invest in your listings. And you might be out there thinking, oh, yeah, John, well, I do professional pictures or whatever and this and that. But you're not going to go above and beyond. You're not going to stage it. You're not going to do video. You're not going to do drone photos, whatever. You're just going to spend a couple $100 on the photos. And I want to say to you that I would really encourage you to change this strategy, right? If you want more listings, the best way to do it is really crush it when you get a listing. So for instance, I have, it's pretty wild, between last week and probably 2 or 3 weeks from now, I have about 6 properties being listed, okay? On all of those properties, I have spent between $500 and $700 on photos, drone photos, plot plans, right? With like it mapped out, like the property lines on a photo. Some virtual staging a little bit. I don't think I've done a lot of that because many of them didn't need it, but I've paid for videos recently. And you might say, well, John, if it's a seller's market, why do you need all that? And here's what I want to encourage you with, and hopefully this can help you be more creative with your listing strategy. Your strategy when you get a listing is to get that home sold for the top dollar. But the social media stuff, the videos, the drone, the whatever, is not for that listing. Now, I know you might be like, wait, what do you mean? Why isn't it for that listing? The listings I put up, they're gonna sell. They are gonna sell, right? But why do I put them up and put them on reels and stories and videos now I'm trying to do for my listings and all those different things? It is because I know that if I absolutely crush it for that seller, that listing doesn't end there. It will lead to 1 or 2 or 3 more listings. I've shared with you guys before that my first to second year in real estate, right? I went from 90% buyers to probably about 80 to 90% sellers all in a year. Well, why and how? Well, because when I had a listing and it did well, I would go in front of the house, record a video saying, hey, we're changing out the sign from for sale to under contract 24 hours after it went on the market. And so those kinds of things help you to earn more listings, right? When this seller that I was discussing with earlier, you know, didn't use me and then kind of reached out to me, right? John, rethinking our listing strategy, what kind of marketing plan would you propose for this home? I went into this entire few paragraph thing. So I said to them, I said, I love the question you asked about my marketing plan because this is an area that I think is so important for a listing and I've worked hard at doing well. This is why I invest time and money into marketing your property. And I then explained that like I take the risk at the beginning. I pay for the photos, video, drone, etc. out of pocket. And then if I don't sell the home, they don't owe me a dime. But then I said, for instance, here are a few of the ways I will market the property at no additional cost to you. Each time I have a listing, I pay out of my pocket for professional photos, professional videography, drone footage, especially with a beautiful lot like your home has, video walkthrough, open houses if requested, dozens of flyers and graphics that go out to various places such as my email list, social media, for sale sites like Nextdoor, Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, as well as to my audience and followers on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, etc. And then I talked about, you know, leveraging the offers against each other, which I explained later. But I also said I've learned to leverage social media so that the properties I am selling are sold quickly. I believe we discussed this a little bit in person, but our team's audience has only grown since that point. And I talked about the thousands of views we get a month, which certainly help get more eyes on each potential listing. And then I talked about how every home is sold, or many of them, you know, almost all of them within 7 days. And so I think the strategy there is show them that I'm going to absolutely crush it and then go crush it. But again, this takes, it's investing time, money, effort, energy, right? You know, tomorrow I have two listing videos, right? That's going to take 4 or 5 hours out of my day for the clients. Well, but guess what? I want them to see me hustling my butt off for them. And I want people online and in the neighborhood to see that and then see what a good job I'm doing, hopefully, and call me to sell their home as well. So I hope this helps you. I hope you can think, and this episode helped you think of how to be more creative with your listings, right? With all the social media stuff, the photos, videos, drone, etc. I hope that helps you. I hope thinking about the offers on a home and how to leverage them against each other helps you be more creative for your clients as well and, you know, with their listing. And I hope it helps you turn your business into more and more listings over the next few months, because I know a lot of us are focused on listings and trying to get better at listings and getting them sold quickly and trying to get more listings as well. So thanks for listening. Appreciate your time. You know, next week we'll kind of close this out talking about why creativity matters so much and just especially with what's coming this summer. So I appreciate you guys so much. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode.